If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Demetrius, how are you today?
I'm doing wonderful. Wonderful. It's spring in Chicago.
Kevin didn't get his sports show in because you were too busy on Friday night, weren't you?
Yeah, he was he was standing there, and I'm like, oh, we're fine. We'll be able to. And then it was like 11:48. LaPorte County rang a tornado warning. It's like, no. He got to see us in action, though, that's for sure. A supporter.
And he was impressed, right, Kevin?
Demetrius, it was fun to watch you guys live in action, you and Alyssa. It was what a crazy night that was.
I was on air basically from 5 p.m. to midnight, almost nonstop, definitely from 7 to midnight, nonstop. It was one of those things where, the Chicago market is wide, hundreds of miles wide. So when you're talking about a line like that, that did create two tornadoes, going from county to county, you could be in it for, in this case, 5 hours of warnings.
Wow. The Lena tornado had touched down while we were on the air. I had seen some video of that. But overall, how many tornadoes did touch down starting Friday and into Saturday or over the weekend?
It looks like it was two for us. Two tornadoes, both of them kind of weak, not considered strong tornadoes. So that's the thing with something like that, where it's, it kind of bisects the viewing area or listening area, anywhere in there could be a spin up, and you can have a spin up and then it weakens, and then 5 minutes later it strengthens, it intensifies again. So it's just one of those things where you just, I always say it's like whack-a-mole, you just, Oh, here. And right. You just try to warn as much as you can. But we do our best at GN to kind of also give some perspective so that folks, if the storms are moving through, say, west of Cook County, we show a bigger picture. Instead of a zoomed-in radar, we show a bigger picture. So if you're in Chicago, you can kind of make, wait a minute, I live here and that stuff's there? I figure I got about an hour or two, So we try to do that as best we can.
But over Illinois and southern Wisconsin, it was at least a couple dozen. Some people were saying 27, 30. Is that accurate or no?
Yeah, I think going into, and I don't have the information on me right now. I'm just coming back in town. But I think going into it was over a dozen. And that's just Thursday. It's interesting because Illinois by far is the state with the most tornado warnings. And there is a people element to it. I believe that there's kind of a shift in Tornado Alley. That's pretty much easy to verify. I think that there's a lot of reporting that's going on in Illinois. And I think there may be a little bit more reporting that's going on in Illinois than other states. So, yes, I think it's obviously been a very fast and pretty busy start to our storm season. But I think we're going to have to take a little bit of analysis and see why, we have almost 100 more tornado warnings than Indiana so far.
That's crazy because they're usually the ones that get hit worse than us, aren't they?
That's true. And tornadoes don't care about state lines. So it must be something that's going on with what we're doing. I mean, that's a really big disparity for two states that are separated by an imaginary line.
Wow. Demetrius Ivory, chief meteorologist at WGN-TV, is with us. Someone is asking, what is the difference between thunderstorm lightning and heat lightning?
Heat lightning is not real. It's just a myth. It's not real at all. Heat lightning is lightning that's far away that you're kind of seeing maybe at the top of a cloud or just kind of seeing the reflection from far away, but there's no such thing as heat lightning. Heat lightning is lightning that's basically just not over you. So it's, and people are going to argue, yes, it is. Yeah, I thought it was too. the way I found out was asking a professor. Yeah, heat lightning is, there's no such thing as heat lightning. You could be looking at some cloud-to-cloud lightning that's pretty high in the sky, kind of far away, or even something that's striking the ground, closer to the ground, that's not as far away, but there's no such thing as heat lightning. That's a complete myth. heat lightning is just lightning that you're seeing kind of the reflection of or just kind of seeing the light from. But there's no such thing as, you know, kind of heat lightning. Lightning doesn't happen without thunderstorms.
Kathy from McHenry said she and her 8 cockatiels, her finch and her canary sat in the bathroom watching you on her iPad on Friday.
Well, Kathy is me.
That's right. You're a bird guy.
Yeah, I'm a bird. I'm an every type of animal guy. But how do you catch your finches? I mean, those things. It must have been food. That's the only way. She must have lured them in, because I had finches, and they are like racehorses. They're just back and forth. So she must have used some type of incentive to do that. But it's interesting to have birds.
Yeah.
To protect birds. From a thunderstorm.
I mean, when those tornado warnings come, we all, as animal lovers, grab whatever we can and try and protect them. Mary's got a check on the current conditions and a check on traffic. We come back, continue our Tuesday afternoon conversation with Demetrius Ivory.
Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing, their family has your family covered.
Joins us every Tuesday. On your way to work right now, right?
Yes, and I can tell you that it's raining in Chicago.
and everybody wants to know about the flooding. So here comes one. Ask about the Fox and flooding. I'm in St. Charles by Redgate. That's not far from the Fox River. This person said things appear to be okay, but the Weather Service has extended the warning. I'm aware of the locks and release and have lived here a long time. Should we still expect flooding? That's what everybody wants to know, Demetrius. Is it just the rain, or is it the snowpack in Wisconsin that's impacting this as well?
No, it's the rain. It's the rain that's doing it, and it is anytime it rains, and I think that's why the National Weather Service is kind of erring on the side of caution. Anytime it rains, especially, you know, when we get events like Friday, where you're talking, you know, 2 or 3 inches of rain in your river basin, you know, you're going to have additional flooding because everything's just kind of teetering right on the edge there. I do suspect, because we have a line of showers that went through, or showers and storms, but those have mainly been south of the areas that have been flooded, except for the Kankakee River. So probably not a big kind of uptick in that into tonight and tomorrow. Friday, though, we are expecting showers and storms to come our way. And if I were at the National Weather Service or one of the local hydrologists, I would not take us out of any flood issuance there. So I do think that we're probably not going to see it get worse, but we probably won't see it get worse than where it got to, you know, 2 feet over flood stage. But we could see things, you know, once again get a little bit worse.
We were talking to Max Armstrong. He said he was talking to a farmer on the Wisconsin border who got 11 inches of rain, I think, probably Friday into Saturday. That's a lot of water. And someone in the Fort Wayne area is talking about the St. Joe River, and what they wanted to know is, how long does it take for river levels to drop?
It all depends on the river. Quite frankly, it depends on the infrastructure around the river. When you're talking about something that's, you know, that river in particular, I used to work in Lima, Ohio. That river in particular, it does not, as far as I remember, isn't dammed very well. There are some reservoirs there that are that they can fill, and I don't know the status of those reservoirs. So there are certain things that we can do to kind of, you know, slow that down, or, you know, who knows, maybe even stop the flooding. But it all depends on the river. I think that that's a river that is, as far as I remember, there aren't many dams there. You know, you got a lot running from Ohio. And I know that that's kind of a very rural area, but there are many reservoirs there that maybe they can kind of abate some of that flooding. However, it's kind of a case by case basis. Typically, you're talking about a matter of days. You know, you're not talking weeks. You're not talking, you know, months or anything like that. But it all, you know, you need dry weather. You need dry weather for the floodwaters to go down.
Yeah. And it doesn't look like we have any, right?
Well, we're expecting more rain to come our way this upcoming Friday. Hopefully, we won't be talking about slow-moving thunderstorms. We'll be looking at fast-moving thunderstorms. Dump the rain and get out of there. But I do think that there's a possibility. You know, everyone has to kind of be on the lookout there. You know, if you have any areas that have flooded, you know, I certainly wouldn't, you know, pay somebody to clean those areas up or act like it's over. Probably not until we get out of this spring will you be able to kind of say all clear once we start getting some really dry weather. And I mean, you know, we're talking 4 or 5 6-7 days of dry weather in a row before you can really kind of say, okay, things are going to be a little bit better.
Yeah. Someone is going to the Cubs game. They said, any chance it's delayed? Starts at 6:40 tonight. No, does it start at 6:40?
I think we're fine.
Okay. All right, good.
6:40? I think we're fine. Showers okay. And thunderstorms for the tailgate, which no one tailgates for baseball, right?
No. They're in the bars in Wrigleyville.
Yeah, right. So maybe rain for the bar, but I think we're okay. I think we're okay for that game there. And temperatures will have dropped just a little bit, so keep that in mind.
Someone is asking, has improved technology that detects rotation led to an increase in the number of tornado warnings?
100%. 100%, and also the change from the Fujita to EF to enhanced Fujita scale. You know, things that were EF zeros were not tornadoes back then. So yes, it is 100% helped in our detection. You know, now we're starting to have mobile radars. You know, from different universities or even some of these storm chasers, who you know that's an extra set of eyes on these things. 100% technology. I mean, back when we went to what's called dual pole, that helped immensely. There is 100% more detection. Are we seeing more tornadoes? I think so. Are we seeing as much as it looks like? I don't think so. I think that our detection is much better than it was 10, 20, 30 years ago. And, you know, we're probably seeing more, but probably not as much as, you know, probably not by the multitude that we have seen of this happen. I mean, we're going to end up with, probably 1,000 extra tornadoes across the country this year. Is that really happening? I don't know. But that's what we're going to end out at.
Okay, you won the bet last month because he said we'd see 80 degrees in March. Are we going to see 90 in we're not going to see 90 in April. Will we see 90s in May?
Oh yeah. Well, you ask me. I mean, come on. I'm living on the edge here. Yeah, I won it on March 30th. The month before I won on, I believe, February 27th. I won it on March 30th, and I went 90. And it's obviously nowhere near going to happen. I might as well buy Bill Snyder his barbecue now. But I do think there is nothing. There's no evidence that we're going to be talking about much cooler than normal months or cooler than normal conditions or temperatures. You know, even when we see, like, for instance, you know, yesterday, once you see that highly amplified long wave pattern where you're talking cold temperatures, you know, freezing temperatures, and then 80s, I mean, that's, to me, I always tell Bill, I say, as long as it gets really cold, I got a chance. Because you're talking about a highly amplified pattern, and, you know, you're talking about that heat dislodging the cold air down to us, and hopefully that heat does arrive. So, yeah, I would say more than average 90-degree days. I would say more than average 100-degree days this year. There's no evidence that I can see that we're not going to have that happen.
So you did wager him that we'd hit 90 in April?
Yeah, it was and he would have won 85. You know, and I'm done now. But I won two months in a row, so I felt like I was betting with house money. I mean, I'm getting fat off this guy. We've been barbecue dinners.
That's right.
So I got a little cocky, and there's no way it's not happening. So
yeah.
We got low 80s, and that's it. I wouldn't have even gotten 85. So, but for May, I will go 90 again. I don't think he'll bet me on that one, but I will go 90 again. I just think that we're dealing with a highly amplified pattern, and when you're talking about that jet stream moving north and moving south and moving north and moving south, with each passage, that's when you're talking about that air mass change, and that's when you get the thunderstorms. That's why it's been such a stormy spring for us so far.
Yeah. So what are we looking at for the next couple days?
All right, so we're looking at some showers and thunderstorms moving through our region. Slight chance that we could see some of them pick up with as much as 50-mile-per-hour winds, and that's just for the evening. Calmer weather will come our way for most of the rest of the work week. For tomorrow, we'll have temperatures in the 70s. We continue to warm up there until we get to right around the low 80s as we get into Thursday and Friday. But then maybe some strong storms again this upcoming Friday, especially in the afternoon and evening. And then the potential for, I believe, a cool down that will come our way this weekend. So once again, up and down. But, hey, next couple of days, we're up.
All right. Great to talk to you. Have a good night at work.
Thank you. Always a
pleasure. We'll be watching.